Thank you for joining me today. As you know, if you've been with us, we're living in the first chapter of the book of the Revelation. We believe that God looks like Jesus, and we want to ascertain what Jesus looks like. We're about to come to that in the section before us, which is verses 4 through 7. Coming up, I'll be teaching this text here on God is, and God reveals himself, and he reveals himself through Jesus Christ. And we get to Jesus now here in verse 5. So let me read verses 4 and 5a, just the first part of Revelation 1 to begin. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. John the Apostle is our author, and he is writing to seven churches that are located in the Asia of that time. He sends them grace and peace, a very popular New Testament greeting, and notice who this grace and peace comes from. God. God is the giver of grace and peace. And John highlights the Trinitarian nature of God. So let's look at these three persons of God in these three phrases. The first phrase, from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. The second phrase, from the seven spirits who are before his throne. And the third phrase is a name, from Jesus Christ. I'm going to take these one at a time in the order in which they are given. I'll spend less time on God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, and much more time on God the Son, Jesus, as the Revelation does. So our first phrase is, from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. And this describes God the Father. The reason I'm not spending too much time on this is because we already dealt with this in great detail last year, when I asked, where does God come from? And we then answered that question by speaking in great detail about the eternality of God. He has no beginning and he has no end. God always was, God always is, and God always will be. Nothing and no one made God. God just is. And this revelation comes from God who is present, and God who was past, and God who is to come future. This is God being described in these elements that we can actually understand. Time elements, past, present, and future. But of course, God himself is timeless. He dwells perfectly well beyond the bounds of human time. He must. He's God. And this is his title for himself as Father. The Apostle John writes, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. And that is part one of the greeting. And here is part two. This is phrase two in Revelation 1, verse 4. From the seven spirits who are before his throne. What person of the triune God does this describe? This is descriptive of the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes this can confuse people who read the Bible and kind of get stumped on this verse. Why does God describe himself as seven spirits when the Holy Spirit is one? And what does it mean that the seven spirits are before his, that is, before God's throne? This is a fair question, but the answer, as usual, is found right within the pages of Scripture. The Bible always, faithfully, answers our questions from within itself. First, the number seven is the biblical number of completeness. The Holy Spirit is complete. He is full. Second, the seven spirits who are before his throne accurately describes the lampstand that has seven burning lights. We know it as a menorah that is written about in the Old Testament book of Zechariah. Zechariah was the Old Testament prophet, and in his remarkable book, he is given eight night visions. He recounts those for us, and in chapter 4, he has this vision of a golden lampstand. Let me just read for you Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. And as I often do, I encourage you to read this on your own sometime today. I'll read very near the end of the Old Testament in Zechariah chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and roused me, as a man who is awakened from his sleep. He said to me, what do you see? And I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand, all of gold with its bowl on the top of it, and its seven lamps on it, with seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps, which are on the top of it. And while the prophet Zechariah saw this as a forward vision, it would have taken him right into the tabernacle of God, which the ancient Jews had been instructed by God through Moses to build with precision. Listen to Moses in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 31 as he begins to tell the Israelites about this golden lampstand. You should read the entire chapter. This is Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. "Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold." So that in both Zechariah and Exodus, we find the golden lampstand with the seven lamps. And now in Revelation 1, verse 4, the Holy Spirit is represented as the seven spirits who are before his throne. There is symbolism here, but it is a symbol that is explained. This is a symbol, but it is a symbol that is explained. There are not seven Holy Spirits. That is not the meaning behind Jesus' revelation. But seven speaks to the completeness and fullness of the Holy Spirit, and spirits speak to God the Holy Spirit. I trust that provides some clarity for you. You should also note and read this on your own later. This is mentioned again in some form in Revelation 3:1, 4:5, and chapter 5 and verse 6. That's Revelation 3:1, 4:5, and 5:6. I'm well aware that I could have turned this exposition of God the Holy Spirit as seen here in verse 4 into a lengthy mini-series. But remember why we are in this text. It is to see what Jesus looks like. Therefore, I do not have time now to say more about God the Holy Spirit. But if you have further questions, write to me and ask. I'm willing to make clarifications and take you deeper into what the Bible means by what it says here. So write to me today. But for now, do not lose sight of the main point. When John writes, "from the seven spirits who are before his throne," he does so as phrase two in a three-part series of phrases that are descriptive of God's greeting to the seven churches and, of course, to us today. And now we come to the third description of God found in his Son, Jesus Christ. "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ." The first phrase, "from him who is and who was and who is to come," this is God the Father. The second phrase, "from the seven spirits who are before his throne," this is God the Holy Spirit. And the third phrase, "from Jesus Christ," this is God the Son. So you've God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son. God is three in one. God is Trinity. God is the triune God. This is what we believe. And as we come to Jesus Christ in verse 5, I stopped reading right after his name. And I did so because now we come into a much fuller description of who Jesus is. There are 10 facts about Jesus that we have in Revelation 1 verses 5 through 7. And to see them does not require a degree from seminary. You do not need a BA in the Bible, a Master's of Divinity, or a doctorate degree to find these 10 facts. But you do have to read carefully and pay close attention to the Word of God. I want to talk about these 10 facts over the next several days, and I'll tell you up front that I'll say more about some than I will others. Again, time restraints. And we will get into these tomorrow. But if you'd like, please read verses 5 through 7 of Revelation 1 tonight and see if you can find these same 10 facts that are true about Jesus that I found. This is a great way to occupy that mind of yours this evening. The TV is only going to distract you from discipleship, but the Bible will enhance your intimacy with God. Choose the Bible over that big black box in your living room, at least for tonight. Again, look for 10 facts about Jesus in Revelation 1, verses 5 through 7. But just as we come to the end today, let me draw out something for you to consider from verses 4 and 5a. Remember that John writes, "For the seven churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ." So there is grace and peace, and it is coming from, as we have discovered, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Bible demonstrates exactly this throughout. We know, don't we, that God the Father is the giver of grace? For by grace you have been saved, Ephesians 2. And God gives peace. Philippians 4:7 says, the God of peace. And God the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of grace in Hebrews 10, verse 29. And Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 tells us the fruit of the Spirit is peace. That's Hebrews 10, 29 and Galatians 5, 22. And then, of course, Jesus' whole ministry is one of grace and peace. Read Jesus across the whole Bible, and he is to be found in every book of the Bible. And you'll see, it will be obvious to you that he brings grace and peace into the lives of those who humble themselves before him and accept that he is Lord, he is master over every life. I'm personally drawn continually to John chapter 14 and verse 27 when Jesus speaks directly to my sometimes troubled heart, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Oh yes, I needed to hear that just yesterday. And my, how the words of my Lord comfort me. Jesus is my peace, and I know many of you agree with me about that. He is your peace, too, because of your faith and because of your deep trust in him. This is who God is. He gives grace and peace, and he does so through his Trinitarian nature. God is three persons in one, Father, Son, and Spirit, and this is what we see in Revelation 1, verses 4 through 5a. And when we return to verse 5 tomorrow, I'll draw out of the text for you 10 facts about Jesus Christ. And then I'll explain each one in some detail. So remember to read ahead and see if you can find them. It's just 3 verses. Also, do you need grace and peace in your life? Would you like to actually know Christ? He is knowable and he already knows all about you. Contact me today if you're in need of his generous grace and perfect peace. I'll respond to your note. And then please join me again tomorrow, for God is...